Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Austin, we're going to check in with Austin in just a second here about that bust up there on the 110 freeway northbound.
It was a nightmare last hour.
Yeah, causing people, people have learned a lot of new four-letter words this afternoon. Sitting in that traffic.
Yeah, they're making new ones up.
Yes, they are.
Got a lot of time to kill.
We're going to get into the top three story here in just a second. But we're also going to do a story this hour you're going to find pretty interesting. Down in Miami, they've got a new exhibit that features bathing suits and how they've evolved over the years.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that. But the first three stories, let's go ahead and do number one for you today.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, numero uno, Scampi County is looking to make beautification improvements to South Navy Boulevard from Barrancas to the Loveless Bridge. Tomorrow, the public will see four proposals that will address improving the mobility and safety of the roadway and fortifying and enhancing the front gate for NAS Pensacola. County's using federal funds from the Community Reinvestment Act, costing between $10 and $11 million. You can give your input. They're asking for this for the designs. Happens tomorrow, 5 to 7, at the Lexington Terrace Community Center over on South Old Corey Field Road.
And despite hurricane season quickly approaching, emergency officials in Escambia County say the firing of acting FEMA head Cameron Hamilton will not affect local emergency operations. Escambia Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins said that the county will continue to communicate directly with the state during major storms.
Everything is safe and everything is fine.
Yeah, relax.
Absolutely. Okay, number three this afternoon. Number three, Escambia Sea Turtle Patrol volunteers last weekend recorded the first nest of the 2025 season on Perdido Key. This is the earliest nest recorded on Perdido Key and ties for the earliest nest ever recorded on Pensacola Beach. May and June, busiest nesting months for the area. Loggerheads make up about 90% of the turtle nest in Escambia County.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right. Well, first up, many UWF students not thrilled about President Martha Saunders' resignation, of course, but one told Channel 3 that she fought for students' rights. So seeing this news feels like we're going back in time. Saunders' resignation was announced yesterday and comes amid tension between the university and Governor Ron DeSantis, who nominated several new members to serve on the university's Board of Trustees this year, several of which grilled Saunders on DEI at the university.
Yeah, one of those students said they're sad to see her go and question who's going to replace her.
With this open vacancy, is he going to put like an actual qualified person there, or is he just going to push someone, you know, that brings forth his views and will alter it in his image?
You see, I like that amongst
fair question.
Absolutely, right to the point. I like that. It wasn't some goofy question coming out. It's a question of interest and a question of importance. Good for that student.
Absolutely.
Good school there. Learning something over there.
Yeah. It's, I should go there one of these days.
You've got the paper, man. Just savor that parchment, if you know you should. Institute for Machine and Human Cognition looking for participants. Got to be over 60. And for a new study aimed at enhancing the understanding of the health benefits of exercise. IHMC is looking for 250 participants who are willing to commit to a highly structured, get this, 23-week training program.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah, we got a swearing-in ceremony being held very shortly for Milton's new police chief, Jennifer Frank. She's wasted no time getting used to the community and told Channel 3 she prioritizes community activities and building relationships. She's been in law enforcement for nearly two decades, and she will be sworn in at 5:30 tonight. That's in just about 15 minutes.
Yeah, you know, she used to be an educator for 20 years or so. She did this, and she changed her profession. You know why?
Yes, I do, actually.
She had to disarm a kid with a gun in her classroom.
Right.
She knew something was up. So, good for her. We welcome her to our community. Jennifer Frank, welcome to Milton. Thanks for coming.
100%. 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Florida Forest Service. Wildfire season is here. Follow Florida's burn laws and visit BeWildfireReadyFL.com to prepare your home, yard, and family. Looking at the roads here, of course, we mentioned this just a few minutes ago. I-110 traveling northbound towards Airport Boulevard. Still very heavy backups there because of accidents reported earlier this afternoon. Also have some backups on Brent Lane as a result of that situation. Not only that, got some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. That's actually very severe at this time as well. Those are just a few of the biggest spots for you. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees right now. Low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be similar, but maybe a little bit warmer. Going to be mostly sunny, mostly clear. High of 83, low of 73.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
You know, as you were doing that traffic, I knew something was amiss because the traffic flow from the 110 freeway over to Davis, that transition road,
yeah,
very sparsely moving today. So this must be affecting the traffic in that 110 northbound.
Perhaps.
All right. 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner. You know who I'm talking about here. He's the Florida man identified as the shooter who killed two people at FSU in Tallahassee in April. Made his first appearance in court. Finally recovered from his own injuries. Eben Brown has the latest from Miami.
20-year-old Phoenix Eichner is the man deputies say stormed the Tallahassee campus of Florida State University, shooting and killing people before being shot in the face himself. Now that his hospital stay is over, he is in jail and he will stay there, says a judge.
You've been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and 7 counts of attempted first-degree murder. Probable cause has already been determined.
Eichner appeared at a hearing via video conference. He's assigned a public defender. He has not yet entered a plea. Eichner is being held in a neighboring county's jail as his stepmother is a local deputy. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right. And Florida citrus growers expected to produce slightly more oranges than anticipated, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimating just over 11.6 million 90-pound boxes for the season. This is a modest increase from April, but still 35% lower than the previous year's production. Other citrus estimates remain stable, with grapefruit at 1.3 million boxes and lemons at 600,000. Florida Citrus Mutual's Matt Joyner hopeful that lawmakers will approve a Senate proposal to allocate $200 million to support the struggling industry.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. It appears Scientologists are getting comfortable there in Clearwater. And as a matter of fact, Clearwater's thinking about having to potentially close a street after an in-person plea from the Scientologists. They want that street. Here's more from Goodale Scott.
Sarah Heller with the Church of Scientology told Clearwater City Councilors an auditorium and park they want to build means the purchase of a street is needed.
You just are not going to have a public road right in between those two.
But the Scientologists are up against a local group that wants a park in the area honoring Black residents and city founders. Brooks Gibbs represents them and said the city's decision will be consequential.
Denying this sale might mean losing any chance at progress.
One council member said Scientologists have about 200 buildings in Clearwater, but she said many are vacant, and that is concerning. The council plans to vote on Thursday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
519, you're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest stories happening across your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my 3 sons are my law partners. We have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle.
Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss the Gumbo Yaya Cook-Off, benefiting Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. Saturday from 4 to 6 at Seville Quarter. Amateurs and pros will be cooking to see whose gumbo is the best around, and you get to enjoy it all. Ticket info at visitpensacola.com. The Palafox Market is happening every Saturday from 9 till 2. Check out Southern Living's Best Florida Farmers Market. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get away to where the boat leaves from. It takes away all of your big problems. You could worry, you could drop them in the blue ocean. But you gotta
Pensacola
get away
right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
One thing you can never put on the side here, the diversity of music.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of everything.
Afternoon, everybody. It is 5:22. News Radio 92.3. The federal government's joint task force on anti-Semitism says Harvard University is failing to fight discrimination on campus. Harvard's president insists in a new letter that they made several changes. Jessica Rosenthal says not enough.
The DOJ-led anti-Semitism task force says Harvard University has failed to combat anti-Semitism on campus, noting that Harvard's own task force found Jewish students have been subjected to pervasive insults, assault, and intimidation. The Harvard Law Review granted a $65,000 fellowship to a protester who was charged with assaulting a Jewish student. The task force announced the termination of nearly $500 million worth of grants to Harvard on top of the $2.2 billion that was terminated last week. In a letter to the education secretary, the president of Harvard writes, their efforts to make changes are undermined and threatened by the federal government's overreach into the constitutional freedoms of private universities. He writes, that's why they've gone to court. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the U.S. filing terror charges against cartel leaders in Mexico for the first time. U.S. Attorney Adam Gordon says the leaders of a faction of the Sinaloa cartel are the first to face terror charges under the new U.S. designation. The cartel leaders are accused of murder, kidnapping, and torture, and the group was the target of a record fentanyl bust in Mexico late last year, where nearly 2 tons of drugs were seized.
A little bit of problems in the demo camp. David Hogg is firing back at the Democratic National Committee after its move to oust him as DNC vice chair. Jeff Manasso has an explanation for us.
The DNC voted to void its election of David Hogg as vice chair of the Democratic Party Monday, citing a procedural error after he announced plans to primary older Democratic lawmakers in safe blue districts. Hogg, in a statement responding, saying in part that he ran to be DNC vice chair to help make the Democratic Party better, not to defend an indefensible status quo that has caused voters in almost every demographic group to move away from Democrats. The vote also ousted Pennsylvania State Rep. Malcolm Kenyatta as DNC vice chair. The party will vote later this year on whether or not to remove them. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
524, News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending mixed today following a report that inflation unexpectedly slowed last month. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks ending mixed with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 advancing on softer-than-expected inflation figures
and U.S.-China trade optimism. Big tech continued to gain today while healthcare lagged. The Dow losing ground today after shares of Dow member United Health tumbled 18% after the health insurance giant replaced its CEO and suspended its 2025 outlook. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and NVIDIA. The Dow decliners, United Health, Johnson & Johnson, and Amgen. The Dow falling 270 points. The Nasdaq higher by 302. S&P 500 up 42. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Obviously, the headliner this afternoon has been I-110. If you are traveling northbound towards Airport Boulevard, got some heavy congestion there, and it's caused some backups on other streets as well, most notably North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards Airport. Also have some backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and on Highway 29 traveling towards Burgess Road as well. Last major spot is going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mostly clear, high of 83, low of 73.
527, News Radio 92.3. We saw a mild rise in consumer prices for April after a rare decline in March. Lillian Wu has the details.
The monthly reading for the April Consumer Price Index, which measures the cost of a broad range of goods and services, rose 0.2% from the month before. Slightly cooler than some estimates of 0.3%, grocery prices saw their biggest drop since September of 2020, pulled down by a nearly 13% drop in egg prices. Year over year, the CPI was 2.3%. Analysts expected it to hold steady at 2.4%. The core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy, showed an increase of 0.2%. It was expected to accelerate by 0.3%. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a House Democrat trying to force an impeachment vote against President Trump. Michigan Congressman Sharee Tanadar introduced his impeachment resolution earlier today, and leaders have 2 days to take up the legislation. The Republican-controlled House could block the measure or force vulnerable Democrats to vote on the unpopular legislation. Tanadar accuses Trump of tyranny, bribery, and corruption, and abuse of trade powers.
It's been 11 years in coming, but Russia is found responsible for the downing of a passenger plane back in 2014. Chris Foster has the report.
All 298 people on board died when Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was shot down over Ukraine July 17, 2014. A United Nations aviation agency finds Russia responsible. Russian separatists were fighting Ukraine's military in the Donbas region below when the plane flew over on its way from the Netherlands to Malaysia. The international case was brought by the Netherlands and Australia, the nations with the most people on the flight. A Dutch court in 2022 found three Russians guilty of murder for helping to arrange the delivery of the missile system used to shoot the plane down. They've never been taken into custody. The Russian government denies any involvement. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And the Episcopal Church is ending a 40-year deal with the federal government to resettle refugees after it was asked to resettle white Afrikaners from South Africa. The church said it was morally opposed to resettling the South Africans who have been classified as refugees by the Trump administration. In a letter to church members, Presiding Bishop the Reverend Sean Rowe said it crossed a line for the church that had long been a vocal opponent of apartheid, the policy of racial separation that governed South Africa for decades.
528 News Radio 92.3. President Trump's Hollywood industry picks get moved. Moving. For an explanation, here's Michelle Polino.
John Voight and Sylvester Stallone joined a coalition of entertainment industry groups this week in a letter to President Trump, urging him to back federal tax incentives that would bring film and television production back to the U.S. Signed by Voight, Stallone, all the major Hollywood unions, the Motion Picture Association, the Producers Guild of America, among others, calls for a national strategy to boost domestic production. According to the LA Times, the groups endorse Trump's proposal to create a new 15% corporate tax rate for domestic manufacturing using the old Section 199 of the federal tax code. The letter also pushes for extending Section 181, which allows productions to increase the deductions of their qualified expenses. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And heat advisory is expected to hit Alaska this summer for the first time in state history as man-made climate change continues to warm the planet. Alaska's news source reports the National Weather Service's Alaska office will begin issuing heat advisories in Juneau and Fairbanks next month when temperatures rise into the 80s. Heat advisories will go out for southeast Alaska when temperatures rise to 80 degrees, while the interior won't get advisories until temps rise to 85.
Just in time for bathing suit season. The History Miami Museum is opening a new exhibit that examines the relationship between the evolution of swimwear and the growth of Florida over the past century. It's called Waves of Style, Swimwear Through the Decades. Open to the public on Saturday. We'll run through October 5th. The exhibit showcases historic swimwear pieces from the museum's extensive collection. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll talk sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. Saudi Arabia, the first stop for President Trump's tour of the Middle East, his first major foreign trip since being reelected. Special Presidential Envoy to the Middle East, Morgan Ortegas, joining Fox, as the president is taking the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia to the next level.
What we did in Trump 1 was to make sure that we elevated the status of Israel and our Gulf Arab partners, right? They did the opposite in the Biden administration. Biden campaigns on making Saudi Arabia a pariah state.
His next stops will be Qatar on Wednesday, then the UAE Thursday. The president has drawn criticism, claiming he would accept a luxury jet as a gift from Qatar, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, slamming the president, claiming this move hurts national security.
Donald Trump isn't just blurring the lines between public service and personal profit. He's erasing it.
The president says the jet will serve as a temporary Air Force One until the end of his term, when it will be given to his presidential library. America's listening to Fox News.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Escambia County looking to make beautification improvements to South Navy Boulevard from Barrancas Avenue to the Loveless Bridge. Tomorrow, the public will see four proposals that will address improving the mobility and safety of the roadway and fortifying and enhancing the front gate for NAS Pensacola. The county is using federal funds from the Community Reinvestment Act, costing between $10 to $11 million. You can give your input for the designs tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Lexington Terrace Community Center on 700 South Old Quarry Field Road.
Okay, we're looking at the top three trending stories here. Here's number two for you. Despite hurricane season quickly approaching, Emergency officials in Escambia County say the firing of acting FEMA head Cameron Hamilton will not affect local emergency operations. Escambia Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins said the county will continue to communicate directly with the state during major storms.
And Escambia Sea Turtle Patrol volunteers last weekend recorded the first nest of the 2025 season on Perdido Key. That is your third and final top story. This is the earliest nest recorded on Perdido Key and ties for the earliest nest ever recorded on Pensacola Beach. May and June are the busiest nesting months for the area. Loggerheads make up 90% of turtle nests in Escambia County.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Superstars delivering in the clutch.
The Timberwolves on the weak side. It's created now two opportunities.
Oh my goodness! Anthony Edwards scrapes the sky and flushes it.
Anthony Edwards with a monster dunk on ESPN. Two of his 30 points. Julius Randle led the Minnesota Timberwolves with 31 points as the T-Wolves beat the Golden State Warriors 117-110. To take a 3-1 series lead, the Warriors' Steph Curry saying it is very unlikely that he will return for what could be the decisive Game 5. Jalen Brunson scored 39 points. He added a dozen assists as the New York Knicks beat the Celtics at Madison Square Garden 121-113. Jason Tatum scored a game-high 42 points, but he had to be carried off the court late in the game. His status for Game 5 is uncertain. New York now leads that series 3-1. And the winner of the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. And that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas winning the draft lottery on ESPN, as well as the right to select Duke freshman sensation Cooper Flagg. He is projected to be the number one pick. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the Carolina Hurricanes. They are one win away from punching their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals following their 5-2 victory over Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals in Game 4. Meanwhile, Connor McDavid and the Oilers are on the verge of the Western Conference Finals after a 3-0 shutout in Game 4 by Edmonton over the Vegas Golden Knights. Major League Baseball, the Cardinals, they've now won 9 in a row after a 3-2 win over the Phillies. Mason Wynn with a game-winning home run there. And the Tigers beat up on the Red Sox 14-2. The Tigers tied with the Mets and Dodgers with 27 wins. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports Podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And YouTube will exclusively stream the NFL's Sao Paulo game this upcoming season. The league announced a deal with YouTube earlier today. The live stream will be available for free to fans around the world on YouTube and YouTube TV. The week one game will be involving the LA Chargers. We told you last hour that we didn't know the opponent yet, but we were lied to. We do know the opponent. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's actually going to make for a pretty good game. This will mark the first time an exclusive NFL game will be live streamed on YouTube.
Okay, real quickly here, Wahoos returning home tonight. They begin in a 6-game series against the Trash Pandas. That first pitch will go out at 6:05 this evening. FWC's 10th annual Lionfish Removal and Awareness Day is happening on Saturday. Lionfish are an invasive species that negatively impact native marine life and their habitat. Celebrate El Rad at this year's Lionfish Fest at the Harbor Walk Village in Destin. Two-day outdoor fest is free, open to the public, includes the world's largest lionfish tournament at the Emerald Coast Open. And also, a pair of baseball legends may once again be eligible for the Hall of Fame after previously being banned for gambling. Here's the story.
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced Tuesday that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson will be removed from the permanently ineligible list, making both players once again eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. The all-time greats were banned by the league for gambling, but Manfred ruling that MLB's punishment of banned individuals ends upon their deaths. Rose is the game's all-time hits leader and was banned in 1989 after an investigation found he bet on games while managing the Cincinnati Reds. Jackson was involved in the infamous Black Sox scandal when he and seven other White Sox were banned for fixing the 1919 World Series. Under the Hall of Fame's current rules, Rose or Jackson could be inducted at the earliest in 2028. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
All right, and we got some postseason action in both the NBA and NHL tonight. Got two games in the NBA. The first ticket to the conference finals could be punched this evening. The Pacers can earn a spot in the ECF when taking on the Cavaliers in Cleveland. That gets underway in about 20 minutes. Pacers lead that series 3-1. Meanwhile, in the Western Conference, the Thunder and Nuggets in a pivotal Game 5. With that series all tied up 2 games apiece, we'll start at 8:30. On the NHL side of things, we've got Jets and Stars Game 4. Stars up 2-1. They're trying to take a commanding 3-1 lead. But if the Jets win, they'll tie the series up 2-2.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The New York Knicks needed a savior. James Dolan made an incredible hire by picking longtime superstar agent Leon Rose to run his franchise. And Leon is all about relationships. His first ever client was Rick Brunson. The Roses and Brunsons are practically family. And Leon trusted Rick's son, Jalen Brunson, to lead the Knicks on the court. Leon believed in Jalen like no other, and Jalen continues to shine and then some. And because of that, the Knicks now actually have legitimate championship expectations. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, according to a new study published Monday in JAMA Pediatrics, I was getting ready to do the Hispanic pronunciation of this. Pediatrics, nearly 19 million children in the U.S. have at least one parent with a substance use disorder, and a significant number of those children have a parent whose addiction is moderate or severe as opposed to mild. The number amounts to 1 in 4 children with a parent who has an addiction. And we're also following a story this afternoon. The Food and Drug Administration says it's going to phase out fluoride supplements for children. Jeff Manasso has the report.
The FDA announcing it'll conduct a scientific review of fluoride supplements used to strengthen teeth with the aim of removing them from the market. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as part of his Make America Healthy Again agenda, has also pushed the CDC to move away from previous reviews that report fluoride prevents tooth decay and has not shown any serious health risks. Kennedy has called fluoride a dangerous neurotoxin tied to a range of health dangers. Utah has already banned fluoride from its drinking water systems. The state of Florida is doing it effective July 1st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And speaking of RFK Jr., the Health and Human Services Secretary is going viral for taking his grandkids swimming in a D.C. creek, because it wasn't just any creek. It was at the, what's it called? Rock Creek. Okay, yeah, Rock Creek at Dumbarton Oaks Park on Mother's Day. The photos posted on his social media account have gotten more than 1 million views. And the reason why this is such a big deal is because the National Park Service warns visitors to stay out of that creek due to elevated bacteria levels. And the city has banned swimming there since 1971. Chris, you and I recently saw photos of that creek, and it did look kind of grody. I can't lie.
It was nasty.
I mean, just
to make it simple,
I was not an expert on the creek, but I would have made the conscious decision I'm not swimming in that thing.
I would not stick my toe in that, believe me. Hey, President Trump is prescribing tough medicine for Big Pharma with a pricing plan that ties U.S. prescription drug costs to the lowest global prices. Alexandria Hoff has the report.
The president said that this cost reduction would be almost immediate. Of course, we have not seen that yet, but we do know over the next 30 days, health agency heads will be meeting with pharmaceutical companies to hammer out that price matching.
Pharmaceutical and drug companies have said that research and development costs were what they are, and for no reason whatsoever, they had to be borne by America alone.
Here's what's going to be really interesting. The president attempted similar action during his first term, and it was blocked by the courts. But since then, Medicare was given the authority to negotiate drug prices. That takes away a key legal barrier. But challenges are still likely.
All right, 545, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together. Is it improving on the 110 northbound?
Yes, it looks like it has. It's just about cleared out completely from what I can see on I-110 north. Still got some backups on North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards airport, that was some runoff from the I-110 situation. Also got some backups on Mobile Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway and on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots like Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather on a local scale, 80 degrees, low of 71. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mostly clear, just like today. Going to be a little bit warmer, though, with a high of 83 and low of 73.
546, News Radio 92.3, the first at-home device that can detect cervical cancer. It's been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Early detection, of course, is vital. Traditionally, women get screened by a doctor through pap smears. Now, there's a new alternative. It's called the Teal Wand. The company, Teal Health, says data from its clinical trials found that this self-collection device has the same accuracy for cervical cancer screening as when a healthcare provider collects a sample.
And missing out of a little sleep can potentially increase the risk of heart failure and artery disease. A new study found that short-term sleep deprivation triggers proteins linked to heart disease even after just 3 nights. It also appears to make exercise less effective in triggering the proteins that help the heart. The study was published in the journal Biomarker Research.
Okay, school's almost out for the summer, but is test time just too much stress for the real world? Here's the story.
As the countdown to the end of the school year ticks down, many students will be facing a slew of final exams and projects. Some are even starting the hunt for their future careers. Mental health experts warn that this time can be filled with stress. They advise against engaging in unhealthy coping methods. Instead, they suggest stress prevention tools that won't trigger negative side effects, like physical activity and taking deep breaths.
You can also keep what's called a stress journal. You can just kind of keep track of what the stressor is and what caused the stressor, and then how you reacted to that stressor, and then maybe how you managed that stressor.
That's Dr. Rhonda Ron, a Texas A&M University Health Behavior Instructional Associate Professor. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryant, Austin Price in with you today. The FDA sounded the alarm on a deadly substance easily found at gas stations. Gary Baumgarten tells us more.
FDA Commissioner Martin McCary says products that contain tianeptine, often referred to as gas station heroin, are sold as a supplement, even though it's not been approved by his agency. He says it poses risk to young people who take it in high enough doses to produce euphoria, and says it could put users into comas or even kill them. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. will remove all sanctions on Syria. That order coming from President Donald Trump today, who made the announcement during the first appearance of a four-day visit to the Middle East in Saudi Arabia. Syria has been designated a state sponsor of terrorism by the U.S. government since 1979. Microsoft today saying that it's laying off 3% of its workforce, or roughly 6,000 employees. CNBC reports Microsoft had 228,000 employees globally at the end of June. The S&P 500 rising today, clawing back into positive territory for 2025 as investors extended the sharp gains that were seen in previous sessions due to the easing of U.S.-Chinese trading tensions. The Dow falling more than 260 points, while the NASDAQ grew by 1.6%. Crude oil futures above $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
And a low-cost airline is rolling out major changes. Big yellow bird there. Lillian Wu has the details.
Budget airline Spirit is looking a bit more luxe after emerging from bankruptcy. It's unveiling changes, such as the addition of premium seats. It's adding 7 rows near the front with extra legroom, which is getting rolled out across most planes by July. Passengers in the new seating will also get a carry-on bag, no charge or cancel fees, priority boarding, and other benefits. And Spirit is also adding benefits to its loyalty program, including free upgrades subject to availability starting starting in June for free Spirit status members and co-branded credit card holders. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And there's a change in leadership at United Health Group. In a statement, the company announced on Tuesday that Andrew Witty is stepping down as CEO for personal reasons. He'd been with United Health Group since 2018 and had served as CEO for a little over 4 years. Former CEO Stephen J. Hemsley was appointed to replace Witty effective immediately, according to the statement. United Health Group is the largest insurer in the U.S.
Okay, Automate 2025 underway up in Detroit, where automation leaders showing off the industry's latest technology. Well, Kelly Sabrini is in Detroit speaking with one of the executives who has a plan to bring manufacturing back to the Americas.
Daniel Diaz, who is the chief business officer for Agility Robotics, one of the only companies at Automate that's working with humanoids and showing off their product. Introduce us to Digit.
Sure. So this is Digit. He's a humanoid robot who's currently in factories and warehousing doing real work every day for an eight-hour shift. It's the world's first and only commercially deployed humanoid. It's taking on jobs that companies simply can't find people to fill. There are over 1 million positions moving totes like this around factories and warehouses. They can't find people for it. Digit steps right in and does that work.
Daniel, thank you so much. That means that maybe the next marathon that you run, there might be a robot handing you a cup of water.
And Microsoft is cutting 3% of its workforce. The maker of Windows and Word said that today the layoffs will affect employees across all levels of the company. A Microsoft spokesman told CNBC the organizational changes are necessary for success in a dynamic marketplace. Microsoft had about 228,000 employees as of last June.
551 News Radio 92.3. More turbulence at a managed care giant whose CEO was murdered last year. Here's Lily Wu.
United Healthcare shares sinking after the managed care giant suspended its 2025 outlook, noting an ongoing increase in medical care activity. It also announced that CEO Andrew Witty was stepping down effective immediately due to personal reasons. His replacement, the man who ran United Health Group from 2006 to 2017 and has since served as board chairman, Stephen Hemsley. United Health has been reeling from the impact of surging medical costs, changes to Medicare Advantage reimbursements, and the murder of Brian Thompson, the former CEO of its health benefits division late last year. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, 552. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes as we ease into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more. And now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less. And if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
5:55, News Radio 92.3. All right, Pensacola, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
All righty, thank you very much, Chris. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. A lot of our congestion has died down. Still have some problems on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we did get an accident report on Navarre Parkway a little while back. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But we always have congestion in that area. It's not looking too bad right now. As for the weather, sitting at around 80 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 83 and a low of 73.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, the Cannes Film Festival kicked off today in France. Tanya J. Powers has more.
The 78th Cannes Film Festival is expected to feature a who's who of world cinema stars on its red carpet, including Tom Cruise, Pedro Pascal, Scarlett Johansson, and more. Cannes is the world's biggest film festival and dates back to 1939 when it began as an alternative to the Venice Film Festival. Past winners include Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now, Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, and Bong Joon-ho's Parasite. This year, Oscar winner Robert De Niro will receive an honorary Palme d'Or for lifetime achievement. Scarlett Johansson and Kristen Stewart, better known for their acting roles, are both competing as directors with debut films. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And we keep hearing a lot about this. Sean Diddy Combs' former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, says that he forced her to stay awake for days to perform sex acts with other men. An emotional testimony in Combs' sex crimes trial in New York, Ventura told jurors she also suffered physical abuse from Combs during their 10-year relationship. He's accused of forcing victims to take part in drug and sex-fueled parties over two decades and faces life in prison for sex trafficking and other charges. His defense says no crimes were committed.
Let's not forget the summer concert series, Bands on the Beach, continuing tonight. The True Blue Band over on the island, the Casino Beach Pavilion. Curtain rises at 7. Bring your beach chair, blankets, leave the pets and glass at home. Grand Ole Opry continues its 100-year anniversary celebration with its honors series starting tonight. Here's Michelle Polino.
Opry 100 Honors will continue the celebration of the Opry turning 100. The series of Opry 100 shows will celebrate several icons who have played a key role in shaping the Opry's first century. It kicks off with a tribute with Loretta Lynn, followed by performances honoring Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash on June 18th and Charlie Daniels on July 8th. Crystal Gayle, Loretta Lynn's sister, will take part in the performance alongside Opry members Martina McBride, Carly Pierce, and Shirley McBride. While John Carter Cash and Anna Christina Cash will take part in the Johnny and June tribute with Opry members Lainey Wilson and more, the Charlie Daniels Show features Trace Atkins, Chris Young, and others. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a documentary about music legend Selena's life will hit Netflix later this year. Deadline reports the streaming giant acquired Selena y Los Dinos following its premiere at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year. The documentary will feature never-before-seen footage from her family archives. Selena's sister Suzette told Deadline the family is grateful to have a platform that helps bring Selena's story to fans around the world. She was murdered at the age of 23 by the president of her fan club in 1995.
There's soon to be another award in Janet Jackson's cabinet. Here it comes.
Janet Jackson will receive the Icon Award at the 2025 American Music Awards. The honor recognizes an artist whose music has made an undeniable cultural and global impact on the industry. The 11-time AMA winner will also perform her first television performance since 2018. Jackson is celebrating 50 years in the music industry. She's also set to return to Las Vegas for another leg of her residency. Janet Jackson, Las Vegas at Resorts World Theater. The 6-show run begins May 21st. This year's show will be hosted by Jennifer Lopez, live from the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, on Memorial Day, May 26th on CBS and streaming on Paramount+. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Farm Aid will be held in Minnesota for the first time for Farm Aid 40. It's set for September 20th at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. The event will be headlined by the three artists who organized the first ever Farm Aid all the way back in 1985. Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, and Neil Young. Tickets go on sale Friday morning and are available through the Farm Aid website.
Okay, yeah, at that time they were calling him John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah, he needed to pick a lane.
Well, times change on that one there. Hey, something you might realize, you should realize, though, if you go over to the island, beachgoers can get updated alerts on surf and beach conditions. To sign up for the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Alert, just text PB Flags to 888-777. You can get all the information before you even step foot on the beach in terms of what's going on. Coming up at 12, we'll have more information, sports, and local information. This is News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.